That dude was listening to AM radio signals from Sarasota, Florida in Detroit.
Are you a reefer addict?
Guess what? When you're a reefer addict,
it wouldn't be a big deal.
You can have one night stand and it barely even registers. That's right.
Hello and welcome. We are back. It is the Baller Lifestyle Podcast from theballerlifestyle.com, episode 148 of the program. Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for being a part of what we do. Reach out. Hook up with us. Send us an email if you would like to respond to something you hear on the show. Here's how you can get a hold of us. We like to interact with you. We like to hear your thoughts and opinions, except for the shitty ones. Mailbag at theballerlifestyle.com is the email address. You can also send us a voicemail, 949-464-TBLS. Call us up. Interact with us there. Let us hear what you sound like. As always, I want you to go to our Facebook page where somebody tagged us in something today, this because we've been talking about, there's a lot of people with strong thoughts on underwear and whether or not your underwear should have a slot in it or not. I thought they all just did have a slot. I didn't realize that there was, like, the workout kind, the kind I wear to work out has no slot, but I thought that was just the only kind with no slot. But people are like, oh my God, you got a slot in your underwear? What is it, the 50s? I didn't realize that there was so much, but somebody tagged us in a video today of that's underwear that's like an apparatus for you to adjust yourself without having to reach in and really like work your balls in public. You don't get that. I wouldn't have spoken about that had I not posted it on our Facebook page. So go there, Facebook, The Baller Lifestyle Podcast on Facebook. Like the page there, interact with us there. And of course, iTunes. Go to iTunes, review the show there. That is like the number, besides giving us money, which I'm going to tell you how to do next, that is the number two thing you can do to help the show, and that is review the show and rate the show and subscribe to the show on iTunes. So go there, do that. And then, of course, patreon.com. Become a patron of the show. Patreon.com/theballerlifestyle. We were speaking last week about the Beckner's crazy ex-girlfriend voicemail that I've teased on the show many times. People were hitting me with tweets all week. Hey, you gonna play the Beckner's crazy ex-girlfriend voicemail? And I'm like, I don't know, I probably will. And then somebody reached out on Twitter and was like, hey, you know what you should do? You should make that Beckner's ex-girlfriend voicemail Patreon only content. So only people that subscribe and really, really show their fandom for the show can hear the crazy voicemail left for a 25-year-old Brian Beckner by his junior high school girlfriend who went crazy on him one day in a bagel shop. So maybe we'll do that. I don't know. It is an idea. But what a better idea is just you going to patreon.com. If you like what you hear here, if you listen every week and you can spare a few dollars a month, you can do it there, patreon.com/theballerlifestyle. Make a financial contribution to the success of the show there. We would very much appreciate it. Joining me now, as always, Hoboken's own Ed Daly. Ed, how are you?
I'm doing well. We have to thank a couple people. First, I just looked at our reviews while you were talking. Freeman Demon, he gave us 5 stars and it said, or she gave us 5 stars, but it said, the best use of calling someone a monster ever. 5-star show.
Oh, excellent. That's a great review.
It's a great review. And I didn't think that calling somebody a monster was so strange, but yeah, people need to know they're monsters.
That's true. Right? Like, monster is your thing. That is your designation.
I didn't know
designation.
That, but really, yeah. Everyone needs to know when they're a monster, they need to know this.
Yes, absolutely. And that's part of what we do here is we find the monsters in the world and we shed the light. We pick up the rock and we shed light upon the monsters that have been hiding under rocks all this time. So yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah, and I wanted to thank our good pal Mike for coming through in the holidays. I got a nice shipment in the mail of some Herman Marshall whiskey.
Oh, that, yes, as did I. Yeah. Mike, our guy Mike in Houston, hooked us up with Herman Marshall. Great
what a,
dude.
What a great holiday product. Treat.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you.
Big fan. But thank you very much, Mike.
Yes. Yeah. Anything else going on?
There's one relative that, like, constantly posts things on Facebook. and I finally reached the boiling point like yesterday, and I was like,
"Oh yeah."
Just it was. It's just like it's not even. I've already unfollowed or unfriended like the racists, you know, that stuff. But then there's somebody who's just got food for thought like many times a day. And I just was like,
I saw one.
And I was like, all right, time to unfollow or whatever. And I clicked on it, clicked unfollow. And then right after that, I was still on the article or, you know, whatever blog post that she posted. And I started reading. I was like, hey, this is kind of interesting. Maybe I shouldn't have unfollowed.
You had to go back and unfollow?
No. I mean, I figured I'm probably missing out on one interesting out of every 100. But it was funny right after I determined she was not worth reading her thoughts. She posted something good.
That's funny. Because it's like, the volume. It was because the volume.
Right. It was full of like interesting facts, and It was an interesting fact. Barbara Walters, Martin Luther King, Dick Clark, and Anne Frank were all born in the same year. I just thought that was kind of interesting.
Is that true?
Yeah, isn't that a crazy fact? 1929.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So that was the thing. Like after I had already unfollowed, then I read that it was a full of like that kind of stuff. Like, you know, 9/11 was closer to the fall of the Berlin Wall than it is to now, or, you know, stuff like that. Sure. Like just weird things. And I actually found myself interested in what she posted, but it was already after I had unfollowed. So.
Yeah, because she's a high volume poster. Yeah. I had a couple buddies in town recently, old buddies, elementary school buddies. My two oldest friends were in town recently.
Yeah,
and we're sitting out in my backyard. We're having a few beers, and we're talking about, you know, people that we know that post, all mutual friends of ours that post, that overpost on Facebook. And these guys, they weren't familiar. They're like, what do I do? Like, I don't want to unfriend them. That's, you know, then they'll know. And I'm like, no, you just unfollow them so you can't see what they post. And these guys weren't aware of this. They weren't aware that you could do that.
Tortured.
And so, yeah, I know. I'm like, oh, I do it to like 90% of people. And so I showed them how to do it. And then they went home to their, where they live now. And they were texting me later in the week, like, oh, dude, like I've blocked like 35 people.
It's
like,
great.
Thanks for showing me that. Yeah, it's the best.
Yeah,
the best.
My Facebook feed is almost no people now.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's great.
It's, yeah, mine's 90. I still have those sort of like hate, like these people that are just super idiots that I just haven't gotten to. They amuse me more than annoy me. So yeah,
I have those too.
Them out of my lives in that way. Yeah,
I have those too. But yeah, for the most part, when I pull up Facebook, it's like, Deadspin, The Onion, Washington Post, like, it's not people. Yeah.
No, it's news. It's just a way to get media quickly.
Right.
So I thought people have been hitting me up on Twitter because they want my eggnog recipe, Ed. I used to give this out every year on the radio. People, it's that time of year when people want, you know, like right now, I have just a few feet from me here in the Baller Lifestyle World headquarters, I have the fire going.
Fire
in the fireplace.
Wow. Yeah. You have a fireplace. Nice.
Yeah, I got a fireplace. I got, well, it's one of those fake ones. It's not like a real.
Still nice.
Fake or allowed to burn.
Fake or not, it's cool.
Here. I have the Christmas tree nearby. I have, you know, things are cozy in here. And a lot of times this time of year, things are getting cozy and you want a nice holiday beverage. And a lot of people, this is the one time of year. You don't have eggnog any other time of year except Christmas. Christmas is time for eggnog. So, and I have a special way that I make it. So, and people enjoy the way I make it. So I'm going to give my recipe right now. Okay. You guys ready? You guys might want to get a pencil, or I suppose you could pause this, but get a pencil, piece of paper, maybe open the notes app on your phone and write Beckner's eggnog. And here we go. Okay. First you need the right kind of glass. You need like a, low ball glass, like a cocktail glass, you know, something that you drink whiskey out of or something that you drink cocktails out of. So get a nice glass, heavy base glass. Then you need to get, and this is important, and I rarely do it, but it's easy enough to do. Don't use the ice from your refrigerator ice maker. That is shitty fucking ice. And as a society, as a culture, we should be more up in arms about the pathetic in-home ice maker technology we are forced to deal with.
It is subpar. Americans.
It is bullshit. You go to get some ice and it's like a little crushed, a little not crushed. Who gives a fuck? And half of it's going on the floor anyway. So fuck you. You know, and it gets stuck in there. The ice is like that. It's all white for some reason. It's a weird shape.
And some of the ice has been there for months. Others, like, it depends on where it's sitting in the bin.
Totally. You know what you do? Once in a while, just when you know you're not going to need ice that day, just pull that thing out and dump it in the sink or dump it in a flower pot or something. Don't waste the water and just get new ice going in there. Anyway, but what easy enough, if you're having people over, just go to the liquor store and just get a bag of party ice. Just regular, that ice is much, much better for drinks. It's clear. It's a better, it's round. It's a better shape. Get some decent ice. Or if you're a real baller, get those special like whiskey ice. You know, some people get the ball so it doesn't melt up your whiskey. You can make ice in your ice maker. That's better. You use good water. You make good ice. The ice is important. Any mixologist will tell you that. So you get your glass and then you get maybe 2-3, depending. You may even go 4 cubes of ice in the glass.
A lot of cubes.
Three. I like three. 2-3. You put in the glass. And then what you do is you just let it sit there for a few minutes. Just let it cool the glass. Let it settle in. Just throw a few cubes in there. Walk away. Take a look at the game. Come back. And you come in and then you get your favorite distilled spirit. Mine, of course, is Herman Marshall whiskey. I'll use some bourbon or some rye, but you can use, hey, if you like Bullet, you use Bullet. You little Maker's Mark. Some people are brandy. If you're part of the greatest generation, you probably like brandy. Some people, rum. They like rum in their eggnog. That's okay, too. You pour maybe, I don't know, three. So maybe start with 2-3 ounces. Maybe some of you more veteran at dailies of the world, you put 4 ounces of your favorite spirit in there, Herman Marshall whiskey. And then to top it all off, the final ingredient in Brian Beckner's special eggnog, go ahead and add 0 ounces of eggnog. And you're done.
Excellent.
You're done. You've made Brian Beckner's eggnog. It's perfect. Ed, my number one rule for a beverage is that it wasn't ever secreted. So you're not.
I gotta say, I do enjoy eggnog around the holidays. I do.
You're not gonna catch me ever having any. I don't drink egg or any other kinds of nogs. I'm a staunch
no-nogger.
Yes.
Before we get going, I did read a great. You know, I have my issues with Harrison Ford being a just complete bore in interviews and all. But I did read something very recently that he accidentally punched Ryan Gosling on the set of whatever movie they're making, Blade Runner 2 or whatever it is.
Oh, are they? They're making another Blade Runner? Yeah. Why would he be in it? I hate that when they put the guy from the, like, would they, like, he showed up as Han Solo in the last Star Wars. Right. I don't like that.
But he punched him. And I guess Ryan Gosling was relaying this in an interview, and he showed up the next day with a bottle of scotch to give him.
Oh, what a guy. What a guy.
No, but this is the move. So then he sits down with him. He pours Gosling a glass of scotch and then takes the rest of the bottle with him and leaves. Because he said, if I really connected, you'd get the whole bottle or something like that. That's a pretty boss move.
That is a good. So he has a little bit more personality.
It was so disappointing as a kid to love Indiana Jones and Han Solo, and then you see this guy on the couch, and he'd be a fucking miserable.
So boring. Yeah, but he's supposedly a high level marijuana enthusiast. that is a rumor.
Maybe
about,
that could be why he's low energy on the couch.
And he's in his 70s, so you got to figure he's, you know, 50 years into his marijuana habit. And I know people that are only 20 years into theirs, and they're, yes, it dulls the senses quite a bit with overuse. That's pretty funny. Okay, you ready to get into the show?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do some emails. First email. Greetings, Nerf Herders. In honor of the new Star Wars film being released this week, I have two requests for the Baller Lifestyle. First, to bring in everyone for a film review of the amazing Star Wars Holiday Special. That's funny because Ed suggested that already. It's an amazing piece of cinema that you can only find on YouTube because Lucas hates it so much that no copies of it exist anywhere. It would be something worth at least 3 weeks of showtime because it is so great.
I do think next year we got to do it. I suggested it this year, but we've got a gem, a very special gem planned for for our year-end episode.
We are overflowing with good content and things to review. So we definitely – I'll be honest. I am tangentially aware of the Star Wars Holiday Special. I know it exists. I've seen very cringy clips from it.
I've seen a fair share of clips but never straight through. But I think that would be a fun exercise.
Yeah, I've never watched it, so let's plan for it for next Christmas.
Yeah.
We will for sure, because it was in the running for the special. We're going to – our end of year show, next week's show, we're going to do a special show, one of our film / TV / review / discussion podcasts, and we chose another very iconic television program. I'm not going to give it away. You're going to have to join us next week. This is a tease, but we're going to do a special episode next week. And the Star Wars Holiday Special was for sure in the running. We'll for sure do that one next year. To continue, it's an amazing piece of cinema that you – oh, yeah, you already said that. It would be something worth at least 3 weeks of showtime because it's so great. Second, for you to enjoy this very special Star Wars themed Daily's Choice. Hit it. He's made a new Daily's Choice song special.
Daily's Choice, Daily's Choice, Daily's Choice that you made.
Wow.
Daily's Choice, Daily's Choice, Daily's Choice.
It lacks the earworm quality of the original Daily's Choice.
I'm honored with this one.
You should be. Nobody's ever written me a song, Ed. I mean, it's continues. I guess he's got to get the full John Williams crescendo in there. Okay, excellent job. Excellent. Thanks for that. Writes a bill. Okay, Ed, here is this week's Daily's Choice. And briefly, for the uninitiated, Daily's Choice, it's a very simple game. Ed Daily walks into a men's room. There are three urinals. The two outermost urinals are occupied by famous individuals, well-known people. Ed steps to the middle urinal. He has only a brief moment to glimpse the penis at either his left or his right, and he has to make a choice. First round, round one. I got to be honest, I'm not nerd enough for this. I don't know these people. I know, okay. Governor Tarkin.
Grand Moff Tarkin.
Okay. Versus Uncle Owen.
You know who Tarkin is? Tarkin's the dude. It's like Darth Vader and this dude in the first Star Wars, and he's the one who like blows up Princess Leia's planet. Like he's the other bad guy next to Darth Vader.
Does he wear like kind of a navy looking hat? Like a
maybe?
Oh yeah, I know this guy.
Yeah, they're both. I mean, both of these characters were miserable sons of bitches. Both.
Yeah,
of them.
Grand Moff Tarkin. I know this guy. I know him well. Okay, who's it going to be? Ed, Grand Moff Tarkin versus Uncle Owen.
Well, I mean, they're both miserable, which tells me both have unspectacular rigs. But if I'm going to go with anyone, I'm going with the guy who's like really working with his hands, more manly man. So I would think it would be Owen because he was a farmer.
Yeah, that's a tough call.
They're both miserable.
Yeah, but this Governor Tarkin, he's evil. Like his dick probably has a knuckle in it. Like it's probably looks like more going on. Yeah, it looks like a twig, like it's real angled, all weird looking. I would probably go with the evil guy.
You might have me switching over on that one.
Okay, here's the do you get to see Uncle Owens after the stormtroopers took care of him? Because then
it's just a pile of dust.
Yeah, he was just burnt to a crisp after that. Okay, round two, Lobot versus Bosk. Okay, this is another one I have to Google. I know Lobot.
Lobot is Billy D's like half robot, half nerd assistant.
All right, and Bosk,
Bosk is the big fucking lizard, giant lizard bounty hunter.
Yeah, he's a bounty hunter.
Now that guy was pretty badass, like a giant lizard bounty hunter. I'm definitely checking him out. Lobot, who knows what's going on with him, but he seems like he'd be not interesting.
Well, this at first I was going to say Lobot, Ed, because he's got those headphones. He's got those like Beats by Dre, but they're
actually that was part of his head. I thought he was like part robot or something.
They're like well, they go around his ears. They're like surgically attached to his head.
And the back of his head too.
Well, I feel like there would be something like a robot, like
he's got like robot dick. He's got some sort of high tech cock ring.
Yes, exactly. Like it's got LEDs on it and shit. Like
it's got strobe light on his dick.
Yeah, it's like doing like a circular LED, like red and blue LEDs. I mean, that might be something we're checking out. But I just saw this. Bosk, not only would he have a weird lizard dick, but Bosk is 6'9".
Jeez. Yeah, I knew he was big, but jeez. Always want to see what proportions are going on.
Right. Because you want to see, like, there are guys out there, some of them might be listening to the show, that are 6'5" with big old hands and big old feet and with just tiny dongs. You expect everything to be in proportion, but a lot of times it isn't. So you might get up there and old Bosk, he might just have like a dick the size of like a regular lizard.
That would be a real problem for 6'9" guy.
Yeah, exactly. So it might be worth it to check out Bosk. Okay, round three. Bib Fortuna versus Greedo. There's no winning here. This is a tough call, Ed.
Because Bib Fortuna carried himself like a eunuch.
Yeah, he did. I would be surprised if he had a dick.
I don't think he's got a dick. Greedo, real wiry. I can't imagine much, but I'm going Greedo just because something weird might be happening. I don't think there's anything to look at with Bib.
Well, Bib, I feel like you would get up to the urinal and Bib would be, you know, he wears robes. Yeah. I feel like he'd be like messing with his robe and you'd be like, oh, is he going to go pull up his robe? And then he'd lean forward and he would start urinating out of that tail on his head. Like that's his actual
right.
Dick.
Maybe we're already looking at his dick.
Yeah, and you'd be like, God damn it! This whole time I know Bib Fortuna's dick. It's right there on its head. I should have known. Here's my thinking on Greedo. Greedo's ears look like little trumpets. I feel like his cock could have a similar style.
Well, that would be a problem being next to him because it seems like he's not going to have a lot of control over his spray.
No, it could be a wide. He might be one of these guys. It's like the guy that pierces his dick hole. It used to be a thing in the 90s where people would get shit pierced.
Yeah, a lot of piercings.
Yeah, and some maniacs would go pierce their dicks. And I'm talking about alleged straight guys. They would go in, they would get a piercing in their dick, and sometimes they would get it. They would get the their dick hole. Like the piercing would come up through the bottom of the dick, and so the earring or the dick ring could go through the piercing and through the hole of their dick.
Now that you mentioned it, there was a name for these kind of straight guys.
It's called
gay guys.
Yeah, that's right. closeted gay guys. But it would ruin. Like I don't. Obviously, I'm not getting my dick pierced.
Fuck no.
First of all, I mean, I'm not. There's no needles coming in anywhere near my cock.
No.
But secondly, it makes it so that you cannot pee a straight stream for the rest of your life.
Even if you're having tons of sex.
You have to sit down.
Even if you're having tons of sex, you're pissing way more.
Yes, absolutely. And
like you need to be able to do that correctly.
Yes. And I don't feel like it really – because their whole thing is like, oh, it's to please women. Like in Pulp Fiction, Roseanne Arquette, she's got a pierced tongue and she's like, oh, it's for fellatio. You know, like, I don't believe that. There's no way a perfectly soft, warm tongue would feel better with a hard piece of cold metal in the middle of it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm okay with people being a little bit you know, doing a little bit different with their piercings.
Yeah,
but like
one thing, yeah.
Yeah, but let's not go crazy. I also don't like the giant earlobe spacers because it makes
gauges.
It turns me into my mom. I'm like cringing and like, ooh, how are you doing that?
Now there's a cottage industry of plastic surgeons that'll stitch those up for you. Fix your ear hole.
Is your lobe like now look like the National Geographic lobes? Like they're just kind of stretched out?
Yeah, they do. They're stretched out and you have to go and have it like a surgical procedure to have them closed.
But not only closed, like you look like Mitch Albom, right? Because they're all stretched out. So you gotta have them like shrunken too. You gotta have them trimmed off.
I haven't looked into the surgery, Ed, because I have normal lobes, but I will say this, that I know that a surgery exists to remedy the ear gauging situation after effects.
Yeah, I've never read Tuesdays with Maury, but I imagine probably for 45 minutes each Tuesday, it was like, man, what the fuck's going on with your ears?
Things
are huge.
That was 90% of it. That's the whole reason I couldn't watch the sports reporters.
Oh, no. And then he, like, tried to cover him up with this weird, like, half hair over the ears. And he still had, like, 3 feet of ears hanging out.
Yeah, he does that, yeah. Because you couldn't really grow the hair around the bottom of the ears. You could only cut off the top part, which is most people's ear problem is in the upper area. But this Mitch Albom, his are down the bottom. The lobe area
that dude
is his problem.
Was listening to AM radio signals from Sarasota, Florida in Detroit. No, guy's got some giant fucking ears.
He definitely has no problem hearing. That is for sure. Okay, that is from our own Write to Bill. May the force be with you.
Thank you, Bill.
I like this. Write to Bill has, there's harmonies on this. He's enlisted a family member or a co-worker.
Poor son of a bitch.
Or it's somebody's
hey, come on, we gotta record something. Oh yeah, what's this for? Well, this is an alternate version of a song about a guy who chooses dicks. Oh, sounds like a good worthwhile venture.
So good. Okay, thanks for that, Bill.
Thank you,
Bill. Ed, That was very good. Let's talk some sports. What is going on?
Let's go up to the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, yes.
Well, three Washington state representatives, Republicans Matt Shea, David Taylor, and Bob McCaslin, feel the state's restrictions on what you can bring into a stadium have gotten too harsh and proposed a new bill to reverse it. Now, Brian, would you care to guess what they are trying to push through to get allowed into stadiums?
Well, it's Washington State, Pacific Northwest, they're very progressive up there. Mm-hmm. So it's either, well, weed is legal. So it's either you can bring up to an ounce of weed into stadiums or your own, a gallon of your very own homemade homebrew.
Mm. Good choices. But, you know, you got to think, these are three Republicans, you know, the guys who are constantly talking about making America safer. The thing they're talking about is allowing people to bring guns into football stadiums.
Great idea.
The new bill, introduced for legislative session beginning in January, would allow concealed carry weapons in stadiums and arenas in Washington. In its current form, the bill would keep public stadium authorities and private groups that operate facilities under a public stadium authority from setting any rules against concealed carry weapons. Brian, what could possibly go wrong?
I mean, every week, if you look, you just go on the internet, and I don't look for this type of stuff. It's just presented to me on places that I normally go for content on the internet. Mm-hmm. I bet if you really looked, there would be hundreds of NFL game stands fights every single week. There are
without
fights.
Question.
It is like the Roman Colosseum in the fucking stands at Arrowhead Stadium,
Buffalo.
Levi's Stadium. Like every single football stadium.
There's
is
no
having,
such thing as nice fans. Every stadium's got it.
They're having loads and loads of fights. And yes, no. The answer is not more guns. You do not want to arm.
I mean, they're serving booze, and they've got like people yelling and screaming as is.
It's because
it is maybe the most ridiculous thing I've seen proposed.
The thing is that the most level-headed person, the most responsible gun owner, is not the guy that's going to show up to the Packers-Lions game packing.
And just think about Seahawks fans in Washington. They're so fucking proud of themselves because they make more noise than an airplane taking off.
Like, we're the loudest.
They're insane.
We're so loud.
In how proud they are. Like, they are going to, if you just show up with the wrong team, you're in a 49ers hat at a Seahawks game, you're going to get murdered.
Yeah, we're number 12.
Yeah, we're the 12s.
Russell Wilson can't be number 12, or Dave Craig couldn't be number 12, because we're number 12. We are number 12. We're on the team. We're the 12th man, because we root the hardest. We root so hard. Listen to us. We're loud.
And if you ever see, like, NFL, like, you know, banner ads or pop-up ads, and it shows like Tom Brady's number and you know, Peyton Manning or whatever, they'll always show the popular jerseys, and then the Seahawks number will just be 12.
12.
That's the best-selling jersey in Seattle.
The number one selling jersey isn't even a player. It's just us. 12. Yeah,
fucking
us.
Nerds.
We're on the team.
Yeah, imagine these assholes, these morons have guns.
Yes. Jesus. Bad idea. Don't bring your guns to football games. Just go to a game. I understand you like to have a couple beers. Have a couple beers. Don't have a ridiculous amount of beers. And there's kids around, so don't be a fucking asshole around my kids. Just be cool. Like, root for your stupid team. And if somebody else roots for another team, who gives a fuck?
Right.
What? Like, who cares? You're just – the players on the field would not piss on you if you were on fire. They do not care about you, and they do not care which team they play for. They have no interest in it other than they're getting a paycheck. So why do you fucking care so much?
Because every team has examples of a guy who went and played for their rival at some point.
Yes.
I mean, it happens all the time. Like, Alfred Morris, the Redskins running back last year, is the backup running back for the Cowboys. Like, it happens nonstop.
Yes. That's just the way it goes. I remember I was really bummed the Dodgers won the World Series in 1988.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite player was Steve Sachs.
Mm-hmm.
He played second base, and he was a free agent after the year, and he signed for $3 million with the Yankees.
Down the street from my buddy.
Yeah, and I was like, also rumored to be packing a massive hog.
Gave out fun-sized candy bars. Not
the
good.
The rumor of Steve Sachs is that he would, at the bar after the game, at the hotel bar, he'd bust out the old wristwatch.
Oh, he had the king size candy bar.
Yeah. He'd be like, "Excuse me, can you tell me what time it is on my wristwatch?" And he'd have that hog wrapped around.
That's a boss move.
Yeah. The point is that's the last time I was bummed that was the moment I understood that baseball was just a business. This guy got paid $3 million to go be on the Yankees. Why the fuck wouldn't he do that? They offered him the most money to go work somewhere else. That's all teams. So if the guys that are on the teams don't give a fuck, then you shouldn't give a fuck. Just calm down. Relax. It's just
cheer
a game.
For your team, but don't worry Watch about your stupid the other game. The other
and,
fans.
Yeah, and don't fight people. Let them root for their stupid team. Who cares?
Why are you fighting over sports? You got to be out of your mind.
So dumb. So dumb. I go to the Chargers game sometimes, and when the Raiders come to town, and the parking lot is like there's smoke flares going off, and it's like, if you ever been to Beirut, it's like probably a little more calm than the Jack Murphy Stadium parking lot just before a Chargers Raiders game.
Okay, when they talk about the crazy Raiders fans, I mean, there are some gang Raiders fans. But the ones they show on the TV, the guys who are wearing like the spike shoulder pads, face paint, those guys are just nerds.
That guy's called Spike.
There's like 10 of them though.
Yeah.
Those guys are just losers. Might as well be Kiss.
Darth Raider is one.
Awful.
other one's called Spike, and my buddy is a Raider fan, and he knows those guys because he goes to a lot of the games, and that Spike guy is called Greg, and my buddy Mike will be like, hey, what's up, Greg? How's it going, Greg? And he'll keep calling him Greg, and Spike will get real mad, and he'll be like, no, dude, it's Spike.
Yeah, they're call the same Spike. As Fireman Ed. They're big
yes,
nerds.
Exactly, yes.
But people are like, yes. Oh, those tough Raider fans. The tough ones are the guys who are ready to murder you in the parking lot, not the guy wearing face paint and fake shoulder pads.
That's exactly right. Imagine, like, honey, I got to get up a couple hours early for the game because I got to
get into makeup.
Yeah, get into makeup. So can you come up in a few minutes and paint the silver stripe? I'll do my face in all blackface, and then you got to come upstairs and paint the silver stripes on it. But don't fuck them up. Get them real straight because I might get on TV this week.
Fucking nerd.
Okay, what else is going on?
All right, well, stick with the NFL.
Yeah.
In week 13, NFL players across the league took part in the My Cause, My Cleats campaign, in which they wore designer cleats that help promote charities and social issues that they care about. Some stood up for fighting hunger, troubled youth, cancer charities, but Philadelphia Eagles receiver Dorial Green Beckham went in a different direction. He wore Yeezy cleats. When asked what charity he is supporting, he responded, the Yeezy Foundation. Since the Yeezy Foundation is as real as the Human Fund, the NFL fined Green Beckham $6,000. Brian, my question to you is this.
Yeah.
Shouldn't he have been fined even more for supporting Kanye West?
It's a weird thing because he clearly just wanted to steeze some special cleats. And he's like, oh, finally, like, I would get fined any week that I wore my Yeezys on the field, my Yeezy cleats. But I can wear them this week because it's a charity thing and no one's going to notice. No one's going to. But meanwhile, the fucking, like, this, the NFL, they're, like, lukewarm on looking into why everyone retires and dies of Lou Gehrig's disease when they're 41.
Right. But if your socks aren't, like, pulled up.
Yes, if you show any midriff during the game, or your sleeves aren't the right length, or you show a little knee between your pants and your socks, you're paying $5,000. So of course they're gonna know what cleats are tied to what, because they know these dummies are gonna try to pull some shenanigans, and they did, and this guy got fined.
And I fully hate Goodell and the fact that they can't choose their own footwear. I get it. That if you're in the, you know, I'm watching the Monday Night Football game right now. If you're wearing, your team is in the navy blue Patriots jersey, you can't show up and be like, well, I like the white jersey better. Like, there have to be some restrictions. But, like, what they wear on their feet? Are you fucking insane?
Right.
And then for Beckham, Green Beckham, he's an idiot because, again, I have consumed Kanye West music that I like, but.
Sure.
Support that fucking guy. He's a fucking turd. And then on top of that, this is a chance to do some good, like raise awareness for a charity. And instead he raises it for the rich narcissist. Like, fuck you. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. You could do the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Right. You could do something good. You don't know anyone who's died of cancer. You don't know anyone who has any problems whatsoever.
So, and it's not, you don't even have to do anything. You just put on some shoes.
But somebody's going to give you free shoes.
Yeah, you get free shoes and it will draw attention to someone else's, it will draw good fortune to someone else's plight. Right. But you just wanted attention for yourself. You just really wanted to wear those Yeezy cleats.
He sucks anyway. That guy was the top recruit in the country, went to Missouri. Punched, I don't know if she was pregnant, but definitely punched his girlfriend. Got booted from the team, and then has been on the Titans and Eagles and sucked. But, like, he was the number one recruit in the country when he chose Mizzou.
Fuck him. Yeah. Fuck that guy. Yeah. Three-name guy.
Yeah.
Let's stay in the NFL.
Yeah, it's football season.
Yep.
Let's check in with Fred Goldman's arch nemesis, Orenthal Simpson.
Wow.
OJ, who's in the middle of his 33-year sentence at Nevada's Lovelock Correctional Center for a botched robbery, starting to show signs of being a septuagenarian. The 70-year-old Simpson is struggling with his bowels and is forced to wear adult diapers. One of Simpson's only friends in lockup, 37-year-old Vernon Nelson, said Juice's prison nickname is Stinky because of the accidents.
Oh, man.
Inmates refuse to share a cell with him. Now let's get a quote. From Vernon Nelson, his good friend. OJ's incontinent. He shits on himself. I've been with him on several occasions where he had these incidents. Nelson added that Simpson still tries to use his former star status to get ahead of the rest of the prison population.
Of course he does.
He reportedly once tried to cut in line during a visit to the prison chapel, but a guard noticed and made a fool of him in front of all the other inmates. The guard yelled at him angrily on the bullhorn and told him, "Mr. Simpson, get your ass back to the other side of the gate with the other inmates. You're not getting any special treatment from me." OJ walked to the other side of the gate, stood next to me, dropped his head, and started sobbing uncontrollably.
Oh my God.
He tried to hide his tears behind his sunglasses, but a few people still noticed as he wiped them away. Now, Brian, what's worse, aging or having good friends like Vernon Nelson?
Yeah, I mean,
what an asshole.
Keep it under your hat, Vernon. You're supposed to be my buddy in here.
Only a few people notice you crying, but I'm going to give an interview. Make sure everybody knows.
I didn't.
So let me guess. So yeah. if we interviewed a friend, like, tell me three things about him. Well, he shits himself all the time.
He cries.
Nobody likes him. He cries. He wears diapers. People call him stinky. He's a real pussy. Oh, what a friend.
And who are you? Oh, I'm his best friend.
Oh, I'm his best friend. 37-year-old Vernon Nelson.
Couldn't happen to a better guy. I mean, fuck OJ Simpson. The guy's a murderer.
Right. Double.
The guy's a double murderer. He killed his ex-wife and hurt some guy she was seeing. While like, fuck
kids,
him.
And like, yes, he did a violent act, but on top of it, his kids were upstairs.
His children were asleep in the fucking house. I didn't realize until I watched that OJ documentary last year or earlier this year that he got 33 years in prison for stealing his own memorabilia back. And the 33 was symbolic because he got a judgment against him for $33 million from the Goldmans, which he, of course, never paid. And they think that the judge was thrown – because clearly, like, you don't get 33 years for stealing your old football cards back from somebody right. else.
This was a makeup call. This is when the ref calls a foul, a phantom foul, because it was a makeup call.
It was retribution, and so they think the judge was throwing a little shade OJ's way when she's like, how about 33 years, 1 year for every $1 million that you owe for not – for the judgment that you didn't pay. So fuck OJ. Yeah, and fuck sounds like it could be another CTE situation here that his brain is just scrambled.
Yeah, which, 70 is not that old these days.
No. Said 70-year-old people are healthy people these days. They're not shitting themselves uncontrollably.
Right.
Crying. Ed.
Yeah.
Speaking of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Pope Francis. Pope Francis is like the cool pope.
Right.
Which
the benchmark is a little bit low.
Right. Well, the last pope was a Nazi. And the
one before hid Nazis, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, the one before moved around child rapists, and then you keep going back and they were cool with the Nazis. And then even get me started on that whole Inquisition.
Right. You go back even further, and they were the worst people on earth.
So, but this guy's pretty cool. He's sort of has some normalish views on the world, and he will weigh in on political situations, including the new phenomenon of fake news. Speaking of Facebook, well, all these dumbs on Facebook read all this fake news and they think it's real, and they go, and there's Pizzagate, and so they go, someone writes a fake news story that the Democrats, Hillary Clinton is running a child sex ring out of a pizza place. Would that be the ideal place to run a sex ring out of the basement of a pizza place?
There are a lot of conspiracies you could sort of fall into them. But somebody with that much power and influence is running a sex ring out of a pizza shop.
It's just crazy.
It's a little bit of a stretch.
When was the last time you think Hillary Clinton was in a – I mean, maybe campaigning? She hits a pizza place in Des Moines.
Regular. They go to some shitty diner and they're like, these are the best flapjacks I've ever had.
Yes. So Pope Francis has lambasted media organizations that focus on scandals and smears – and promote fake news as a means of discrediting people in public life. Spreading disinformation was, quote, probably the greatest damage that the media can do, the pontiff told the Belgian Catholic weekly Tertio. It is a sin to defame people, he added. Using striking terminology, this takes a turn, Ed. Francis said journalists and the media must avoid falling into coprophilia, an abnormal interest in excrement. Those reading or watching such stories risked behaving like coprophagics, people who eat feces, he added. Ed, I don't know what to make of the cool Pope talking about shit eating, because I can't get my mind around it, but I need to know from you, what is the grossest word for excrement? Is it feces, scat, or poop?
It's always sad when you hear adults, like, with their kids, and they come up with these awful names. Yes.
Duty
is my Boppy. Least favorite. Yeah, yes.
Like, yeah, I hate that one too.
Yeah, I've heard horrible ones over the years where you're like, you know, at a daycare or a preschool, and you hear something that a parent says, and you're like, you're an adult, right? Like, yes. You don't have to tell your kid this.
Yes. Do you have to go Boppy Boopy?
Yeah.
You have to do a Boppy Boopy?
Yeah. Oh, boom boom. Oh.
Yes, it's really, really disturbing. I don't know if I'm just old. I'm not really into anything scatological whatsoever.
No, but also, what's the Pope up to? I mean, my mind doesn't go in that direction. Shit eating.
That's true. Yes, I've never thought about that.
Like, you would think the Pope, to become the Pope, your whole world has to be wrapped up in just endless church sessions and confessionals, right. And he's hearing people eating shit.
Yeah, yes, that's true.
Right? Well, it's got to be the confessional booth. Because, like, why would this come up unless our cool Pope is also, a dirty Pope online?
Do you think the Pope, Pope Francis, still hears confession? Or maybe over the years, because he had to come up the ranks. Like, he was in the minor leagues for a long time. And so when he used to hear confession, like so many people were eating shit back then and confessing to it, that it's just stuck with him.
I don't, maybe I'm naive, but I think no matter what socioeconomic worlds he's lived in, shit eating is not something that is a choice made by many. I think the Pope is into something.
Yes. Well, he's definitely like that last Pope that retired. Supposedly had a very close confidant who was a manservant.
There were lots of those in history. Popes with arrangements.
Yes, and that was part of the reason that he quit the job, is that he had become so close with his manservant that it gave a bad look to the papacy.
That dude looked like Nosferatu.
Yeah, he was really scary.
He's creepy.
Pope Benedict. Ed, we've discussed this porno on the show before.
Mm-hmm.
As I recall, you don't have a particular preference, as long as your number one preference in pornography is that you don't have to see too much close-up dong. Am I right?
I always fast forward to about halfway or midway, because they always start with plot and blowjob.
Blowjob
is just a close-up of the fucking apple bag. I don't want to see it. I don't want a mouth. Show me the woman, not a fucking apple bag.
Yes.
Although we talk about it endlessly on the show, like, I don't want to see dicks. I don't.
No. Yes, you made that. Very clear. I don't like to watch any kind of pornography where the woman does not look like she's enjoying it, which is most porn. So it's
at a disadvantage because none of them are enjoying it. So we just
I know, but they have to pretend that they are, and that is not that easy.
That's why if you could find a hot girl in an amateur setting who's
agreed.
She's with her boyfriend, that's right. Where you're going to get the the pseudo real thing. When you've got just a pro on her 1700th job, it's tough. You're just seeing bad acting.
Just dulled from years of cocaine use. Yeah. Just trying to
emptiness in her eyes.
Yes. Cigarettes. Well, apparently there's a new porno genre out there that is climbing the all-important Pornhub charts, and its theme is rooted in the travails of modern society, Ed. It's called property sex, and the theme is essentially millennials who can't pay their rent and have to perform sex acts in exchange. And in a little more than a year, it's garnered a robust 54,000 subscribers.
Wow.
And 369 million views. Ed, I need to know, are you going to check this site out for the extortion fantasy aspect? Or since it's filmed POV style, for its limited shots of ball bag?
You know, that might get me into it. The limited ball bag is a huge plus.
That's a big win for you, right?
But, you know, it seems like there's a lot, very plot heavy. And just like, you know, voicemails and emails to the show, when it comes to porn, you know, brevity is the soul of wit. Like, we need very little details. We just need to get to it.
I see. I'm just the opposite. I need to be warmed up a little bit. Like, I need to be brought into the moment. It's like, I don't
want to. You need plot. You can't go gonzo.
I need a little bit of plot. I need to know why these people are fucking each other. It's just me. It's just me. I need just a little bit. Like, I just need to get the moment. What is happening? What's brought these two people together? What are their motivations?
The answer is always cocaine, Brian.
Yes, that usually is the reason.
Cocaine in a Van Nuys backyard.
That's exactly right. Okay, Ed, it is time. Joining us now, it's our very own pop culture correspondent, Fancy Sauce. How you doing, Fancy?
Hey, Kate.
Good.
Okay, quickly.
I tried to do like a very excited.
Hey!
Sometimes I feel like I come on.
Yeah, that was very Ray Combs of you.
Sometimes I feel like I come on and I'm like, hey.
Yeah.
What's up?
You're a little too cool for school?
A little too like low.
A little low energy?
Harrison Ford interview, low energy?
Yes, exactly. Are you, Kate?
What?
Level with me.
Yes.
Are you a reefer addict?
Are you just asking me this now?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, I knew it.
I just want to check that. Uh-oh. Have I forgotten to thank any Patreon?
Oh, I don't know. Would this be the time to check? While you're checking that, let's do. This has become a weekly thing. We have an F, Mary, Kill from our very own Ish. Hey there. Here's an FMK for y'all. He likes to match the names. Ted Cruz, Ted Nugent, Ted Koppel, off the board, Ted Danson, Ted Turner, and Ted Kaczynski. Ed, I'll let you go first. The Teds,
I think this is going to be pretty obvious. Ted Cruz has to be murdered.
Yeah. But can he be killed? I mean, he's bit, like, do you have to get him with a silver bullet or garlic or a sharpened crucifix?
A stake.
Yes, yeah. Stake through the heart.
Yeah, that's true. It might be difficult, but you got to kill him. And then, if you're going to spend a long time with either Nugent or Koppel, I'm marrying Koppel. And then the only hope when you're fucking Ted Nugent is he learned some entertaining things in his 70s rock star days.
Oh, right. He'll really be able to finish quickly.
Right. That's the only hope. But Nugent's awful, but you got to kill Cruz.
This, I don't want to get political, but I read today that the Trump administration cannot find anyone to perform at his inauguration.
Like, nobody.
But the only willing volunteers they knew of were Ted Nugent and Kid Rock.
What's that song he played? There's one, Stranglehold or something, the Ted Nugent song from Dazed and Confused. There's one, like, famous one, and he plays that, and then when you got Kid Rock doing Ba Wada Ba.
Yeah.
It's going to be the saddest thing ever.
I hope he gets Kid Rock.
Oh, he's got him. Kid Rock has been courting this job for 3 years.
Yeah, he has like
it'll be Kid, the highlight of his
Kid
career.
Kid Rock has like Trump memorabilia. He sells Trump memorabilia at his shows.
Oh, that's sick.
Okay, Ted Cruz, Ted Nugent, Ted Koppel, F. Mary Kill.
Ted Cruz, Ted Nugent, Ted Koppel.
Yep.
Well, would have to murder that Ted Cruz guy.
Of course.
Of course. Have to.
Yep.
Oh. Bit of a conundrum.
Yeah, it's easy. Are you gonna live the rest of your life with Ted Nugent?
You're gonna have to do a lot of hunting missions where you're like skinning deer.
No, because he's a misogynist, he brings home the animal and just dumps it on the porch and is like, you need to prep this animal.
Guess what? Yeah. When you're a reefer addict,
it wouldn't be a big deal.
You can have a one-night stand and it barely even registers.
That's right. That's right. Okay, so you're going to fuck Ted Nugent and you're going to marry Ted Koppel, as will I. Ted Cruz, reminder, because it looks like Ted, you'd be like, oh, we don't need to kill Ted Cruz because he's close to death because he's 78 years old.
I feel like we should tweet at those three people and let them know that we all unanimously.
Yeah, congratulations. We unanimously killed you.
I want to remind everyone that he may have had a birthday, but Ted Cruz is 45 years old. Ted Cruz is in his middle 40s. He's not had his 50th birthday. He's not near his 50th birthday yet, much less his 70th birthday.
Ted nowhere Cruz, close to 50.
Look at that man. Look at that skin. Look at everything about him. And try to imagine that that guy is 45 years old.
He really does look like what I imagine a real vampire to look like.
Yes, he's so scary. That neck. I would do the same. Kill Ted Cruz. Fuck Ted Nugent. Marry Ted Koppel. Thank you for that ish. Kate, what is going on in the world of pop culture?
Well, quickly, I just checked
Patreon.
Patreon.
Yeah.
Nice.
And there weren't any new subscribers, which is a little sad because it's the holidays and it's like Christmas coming up and stuff. Yeah. But that's okay, you guys.
Well, it's okay. Thank you for the ones who are already on board.
Yeah.
That's right.
Our Patreon family.
We have a lot of heroes out there.
Lots of heroes.
A lot of heroes. Yeah. And it's all the guys that are chatting with us on Facebook and all the guys that are talking to us
we
on Twitter and all of those guys that reach out and interact with us. You guys are all fucking great guys. I love you guys.
Delightful.
Props.
Delightful guys. Okay. Fancy popcorn.
All right. Looks like Lamar Odom's checked himself back into rehab.
Oh, good for him. He needs it.
I feel like he's not had the rock bottom situation
apparently
yet.
Apparently not.
Because I would have thought that coma,
you'd think
from at the how do you call it a whorehouse?
It's a brothel.
A brothel. That's that's what it. That's better.
Right.
That would have been my rock bottom.
Yeah.
I got to say, from family members, sometimes there's just no rock bottom.
Yeah. That's true. It's a bottomless glass.
Yes, a bottomless and endless.
So he's actually getting treatment down by us in San Diego.
Oh, is that true?
Good yeah, and apparently he's gone on his own accord. So we'll see how long he sticks it out for, because he actually got well from the coma and then did start hitting the booze again.
It was that herbal Viagra.
And also, he goes out in Hollywood. He's photographed regularly going in and out of clubs in Hollywood, which might not be the best environment
for Kate. Here's the thing.
For Lamar's.
The pussy is inside the clubs.
That's true.
He can't get any pussy out just walking around
and
on the streets.
And his divorce will be final with Khloe Kardashian December 17th, next week.
If you're going to get some hoochie pussy, you got to go inside the club.
It's all there.
To get the hoochie pussy.
It is all there. Yeah.
Okay, what else, Kato?
Another sports-related story. Good news for Erin Andrews. She's engaged. Mm-hmm. She's been dating NHL free agent Jarrett Stoll since 2012.
Former King.
Stanley is that the guy who got caught with the yayo in Vegas?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And that was basically, he was on the Rangers the year after that.
Right.
But has not been able to hook on with a team, which is weird because my buddy Gordy, my Canadian buddy who knows more about hockey than anybody I know.
Of course his name's Gordy.
Well, that's a nickname we just call that. Gordy insists that Jarrett Stoll is still the best faceoff man in the league. So if you need a face-off guy, you got a free agent one. Speaking of faces off, any way that Erin Andrews can have hers removed?
That's really rude.
because she
is it
has,
that bad?
We don't pick on the way people look unless they look really bad.
Kind of handsome, right?
You know what? There's way worse women out there.
I agree.
The field it's holding true. Microphones.
I like to joke around. This Aaron Andrews has a smoking body, like a really, really hot body. She was like some kind of dancer. She was on like the spirit team or the dance team at the University of Florida.
Right?
She's tall. She's got big implants. She's hot. She's got a good body. Yeah, so I'm just joking around, Aaron.
Well, I'm glad that she meets your approval as a person by her looks.
Yeah, she's okay.
I don't know anything about hockey except that. One thing's for sure, no one knows when the hockey season starts or finishes, like when it actually officially is on.
The hockey season is so long that I've advocated for this before. Just start the season with the playoffs.
Let some teams know, sorry, yeah, you don't get to play this year.
Calgary, you're just not making the playoffs this year. Sorry. And just start with the playoffs because the playoffs are mad long in hockey too.
By the way, since you both were fighting with me last week in sports, do you still want to maintain the Lakers are a good team?
I watched them
last night, and they were awful.
First of all, they're riddled with injuries. D'Angelo Russell hasn't played in weeks,
one good player.
They were winning when they had D'Angelo Russell in the lineup. I'm not saying that they're a good team. I said they won't make the playoffs, but they're an up-and-coming team. They're significantly
improved.
You're
going to improve when you have, like, 20 wins. Like, you can only improve.
They had 17 wins. They're significantly improved. They're on the way up is what I'm saying.
I just felt like last week you were really singing their praises. Them last night, I was this doesn't seem like a team.
So depressing. I really want.
No, they're banged up. Nick Young's out. D'Angelo Russell's out. Julius Randle, I think, is playing, but he's been hurt. He's banged up. So they're on a losing streak now. Well, Kate, why would you want the Lakers to come back when you've announced that your favorite team is the Golden State Warriors?
Yeah, they're the good team.
What are some players on the Golden State Warriors?
I've forgotten. If you had have asked me when I was watching the playoffs, I'm going to tell you. Only know Steph Curry.
There's one. That's good.
I've forgotten.
Now, also,
Larry Carroll.
I have other things. My
Sleepy
tiny
Floyd?
Woman bird brain has other things
now,
filled in it.
Don't you?
At the moment.
Because you're the kind of person, you like to have multiple favorites of teams. That's so true. Golden State Warriors, they're your favorite basketball team. But what are some of your other favorite basketball teams?
I like the Trailblazers.
Portland.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like.
That's the first I've heard that one.
I like the Clippers.
The Clippers.
It's an LA team.
What are some of the players on the Clippers?
I don't know.
Just one player.
I don't know.
There's one. He's like a ginge.
Danny Manning.
He's a black guy, but he's also a ginge. Pretty close. He's on the Knicks. He does a lot of commercials.
He has dead eyes.
Blake, he's a ginge.
I know.
But he's also black.
I know.
He's got a twin.
He was in that movie, that Amy Schumer movie.
Yeah, what happened to that?
Identical twin. He played at Oklahoma.
He was in that movie. I'll remember it in a minute.
He was on Broad City. He got naked on Broad City.
That's what he was in,
he
Broad
couldn't,
City.
What's her name? Couldn't have sex with him because he whipped it out and it was just too much dick. She was like, sorry.
He got in a fight with his best friend, like the towel boy.
Yeah, he
last
really
year.
Fucked
he got
him
suspended.
Up. Yeah. Well, he's a good player. Well, Kate, if you like the Clippers, you should learn the name of that guy because he's pretty good.
Well, I'm about to tell you a story about one of my favorite football players.
Oh, interesting. Who's that?
Julian Edelman.
Oh, he is one of your favorites because he's good looking.
Yes, he's handsome.
Yeah. Well, what's going on with Julian Edelman?
He had a baby this model.
FYI.
He knocked up in model.
Wait, quickly. I don't mean
denied that it was his. And she's like, oh, no, it's yours.
Yeah.
And then the baby has come and his name is absent from the birth certificate. But I guess that's not like a big deal.
The baby's name isn't on the birth certificate?
I mean, the dad.
Julian Edelman.
Sorry, Julian's
name. Well, so then he doesn't have to pay if that's the case, right?
Right. Yeah.
I guess she'll have to.
Maybe, is that his doing that his name isn't on the birth certificate?
Well, I don't know. It's been reported that if you're not married, both people have to be present at the at the time.
Oh,
the
right. Because otherwise someone could just name anybody.
So I guess he was already on a plane back to Boston or something.
Interesting.
So he'll probably be pretty involved.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
He's good looking, right, Kate? Although you don't like guys with beards.
Not really, but I can. He doesn't always have a beard, does
right?
He?
So he's much better looking when he doesn't have the beard.
I one time saw a montage of girls who take pictures of him like the morning after.
Oh yeah,
like that yeah. Dude's got a dirty dick. Like well, I would. Did.
He did.
I've well, seen that too.
When they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but there was
ago.
Like, but then after that, somebody posted like a montage of like 15, 20, and that's just of women who took pictures the morning after, like. Or whatever, an hour after, but he's just asleep on the pillow. And it's like, man, that dude is just fucking all the time.
These dudes got to give, because no one has ever taken a picture of themselves in bed with Derek Jeter, because Derek Jeter takes your phone away when you come over.
He runs a pro operation. He's got gift baskets.
He puts it in a safe.
Yeah, he keeps it in a safe place. We'll give this back to you when it's time to go. We're not taking any pictures tonight. Right. Like, that's how you do it. You got to run it like a pro. Like, Jeet should really, like... He's got that magazine, the Players Tribune.
That's what he should be talking about.
Yeah, it should have this kind of stuff
in
it.
That's funny.
Okay, Kate, what else?
All right, this is my last story. I don't know, you guys might not know about this. There's this show on HGTV called Flip or Flop.
Oh, no, I love this.
It's like a big hit.
I love this because this is one of those things where these people are known people, but Ed Daly is for sure not going to have any idea.
And they're from
Orange County. It's called Flip what?
Flip or Flop. Yeah. So it's this married couple, kind of like good-looking couple.
Yeah, it's a house flipping show.
Okay. So they go and look at a house
right.
That's on the market.
Yeah.
It's usually kind of like in disrepair or whatever. Yes. It's not hasn't never been renovated.
Yes.
And then they buy it, and then they quickly try to renovate it and flip it.
That's called
and
flipping.
Make money.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Okay. So the stars are a married couple, good-looking Orange County.
I wouldn't put him in the good-looking category. His eyes are very close together. He also wears embroidered jeans. He's called Tarek.
Tarek and Christina.
The woman is called Christina El Moussa.
Wait, are you saying these are well-known people? And
people
know
who
them?
They are. They do. They have like a lot of. They like sell stuff. They're spokespeople too.
So they're married. So apparently there was like a huge incident at their home. Witnesses told cops they saw Tarek grab a gun from his safe.
Yeah.
I don't know how they would see him get it from his safe, but whatever.
He went running
down. He ran out the back door. He fled down a hiking trail outside their house.
Yeah.
I'm reading from the story. Yeah. So but not exactly.
No.
And then Christina ran out of the house crying and shaking. Anyway, 11 cops and a helicopter responded, and because he had a gun and was like running. Apparently they thought he was going to shoot himself, but then he said, no, I just brought the gun for the mountain lions and rattlesnakes.
Well, apparently they're going to continue flipping.
They went back to the house and ended up seizing 5 guns, including an AR-15. Wow. I love people that just have they're just armed to their eyeballs at home.
With army weapons.
What are you doing?
Yeah. The fuck are you doing?
Anyway, so.
Especially when it's
soon they're going to be going to NFL stadiums.
That's
true.
What married couples are having fights that end up with people running around with guns?
Gunplay.
So weird.
I just want to ask, when you asked that question, you did see what just happened in the election, right? There are lots of dumbs.
That's true.
Lots of them.
That's true. There's so many. Anyway,
there's so many angry dumbs.
Apparently, they're trying to patch things up so that they continue with their show, Flip or Flop.
Yeah, I think they're divorcing. It's my understanding that they're divorcing, but they're going to continue as flippers together. That should work out well.
Full disclosure. I really wanted to work on that show, Flip or Flop, and I think I sent the producers a letter.
Oh,
last year or this year?
Did we hear back from them?
No.
Oh, brutal.
I might write again.
Hi, we have a producer for hire here, guys.
Also, I used to do home staging.
Yes, so you're perfect for that show.
I have all of the skills required.
Oh, resume.
Also, I really want to work for these
on the job.
Two.
Yeah,
obviously.
Actually, I'm not going to say anything bad about them in case they...
don't say anything bad about them.
Google me.
I find her attractive.
And then listen to this podcast.
She's not bad looking. Christina.
And Tarek, your eyes are not too close together, despite what Brian has just said.
I was just joking, because my eyes are close together.
All right, that's it for my Fancy Pop
Excellent.
Roundup for this week.
Excellent job,
Kato. Is this the last show we're doing pre-Christmas?
Well, we're going to do one more. I don't know if you're going to want to be a part of that or not, though.
Oh, okay.
So there's one more
this
year.
You can fill me in.
Yes. Okay. Excellent job, Kate.
Thank you.
Well done. Ed, good job.
Excellent job, all of us.
Excellent job all the way around.
Good stuff.
The episode 148 in the books. So for Ed Daly, for Kate McManus, I'm Brian Beckner. This is the Baller Lifestyle Podcast from theballerlifestyle.com. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.